Craig, I think it's going. Craig, it's on.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you either.
Maybe it's on.
It might be on.
What if they can hear us?
Well, the producer told us to be more quiet when we're recording.
It's on!
Hey!
Hey!
What's up, Craig?
What?
No. Hello, Craig.
No.
Hey, Craig!
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I had a momentary lapse of reason there for a second. Here on Sleepless in Cialis, that happened.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We enjoy our routine. We're old and like our routine, absolutely. Which includes saying, hey, Craig, hey, Warren.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes. Hey, and as the
afternoon cup of Joe.
So your doctor was telling this cardiologist that you were talking about in one of our previous episodes was saying that
I believe it was in the beginning of this episode.
What? No, this is the beginning of this episode.
Oh, okay.
No, that was the end of the last episode.
Oh, my. We've done a couple today.
Yeah, but at any rate, he said to sit outside, so we've moved all of our recording equipment outside. To the shade, yeah. We're no longer in the restroom.
No.
No, yes. So you can't hear the ricochet.
No.
Yeah.
But I can hear the neighbors have like this water fountain thing.
It's a water feature.
It's a water feature.
Yeah.
But it makes me have to pee.
I know it makes me have to pee, too. I wonder if they can turn it off while we're recording.
Let's ask them.
Yay! You're making us journey.
That's right.
But it's what's the temperature outside today?
72 and a half degrees.
72 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. Golfers are going crazy. Everybody's having a great time.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, we should be golfing.
Would you rather be doing that than doing our podcast?
Well, I'm not a good golfer.
I'm not either.
We should do a podcast while golfing.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yes. Yeah. But you have to be quiet.
What happened to us doing a podcast from the tanning salon?
Oh, shit. I forgot about the tanning salon.
I know. We're supposed to go tanning together and do a podcast from Celebrity Tanning.
Yes.
Yeah. Which would be kind of, it's kind of an interesting. We live in an area that has 300, you know, 95 days of sunshine a year.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I don't know why they have tanning booths here.
Because we're trying to keep ourselves from getting skin cancer.
Well, doesn't that make you wrinkled?
No, we're going to do sprayless.
Sprayless?
No, spray tans. Sunless.
Whoa.
Sunless.
What, they spray it on you?
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
Yeah, you go into a booth.
Uh-huh.
First, you take all your britches off. You take everything
off. So you're in your birthday suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you have to take this lotion. And you put it on the palms of your hands. And you put it generously, very generously, on your fingernails.
What?
Yeah. And then you put a cap over your thing. And then you have these little sticky things to the bottom of your feet.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're going to be tanned everywhere. And it's silly. Especially your nails.
Okay.
It looks awful.
Okay.
So you go on this machine.
Uh-huh.
And it tells you, this nice lady comes on. She says, your tanning is about to begin. Please place your left foot on one and your right foot on three.
Uh-huh.
And then you stand there. You close your eyes. Your tanning session begins. And then it starts from the bottom. You go whoosh, 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 whoosh,
what?
All up your body.
Wait. You said you're in your birthday suit.
You are.
So you're like, your ding dong gets suntan too? Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't say I've had that one before.
This is how we achieve a BBC.
I love it.
Yeah. So then you turn. It'll say, okay, now turn. Put your left foot on two.
Uh-huh.
Your right foot on four.
Uh-huh.
And that, but you have to hold your arms in like this football.
So you get your armpits goal
post, thing, but you close your fists so you don't get the inside of your hands.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it does the whole thing over again. And then, in between each, it has a drying session.
Wait, how long
but
is that?
But in total, you're like 2 minutes in there. I mean, it's quick.
And how much, do they have Groupon for this?
I don't know.
We need Groupon. Sounds expensive.
Well, then we go. Don't you feel kind of shitty when you go in someplace and they're like excited that you're getting your business and I'm getting this for nothing.
But that's why I would make you pay with the Groupon. I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't use that.
Oh, my.
That's for you.
Folks, help me.
Yeah.
Just help me.
There's no way I'm using. And along those lines of using coupons and Groupon, I don't like doing returns.
I think one of our first episodes was about Groupon.
Our very first episode was about Groupon.
Everything old is new again.
Because you were talking about going in some kind of tank.
Yes, the float tank.
The float tank.
Yes.
I did
use a Groupon for that because it's expensive.
How
the
much?
Tanning, not so much.
Now, tell me what a float tank is again.
A float tank is this big, like, it looks like a big egg. And
okay.
It's in, you lift up a lid.
Uh-huh.
And there's water inside filled with 1,100 pounds of Epsom salts.
Do they recycle the salt?
Yes.
That scares me.
But it goes through this big filter system.
But aren't there like a lot of little black curly hairs and stuff in there?
That doesn't bother you.
No? Okay. Okay. That's all good.
They're very short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They're very short, curly black hairs. Yes. You got to keep your mouth closed when you're in there because you don't want to choke on those.
Unless
you
need flossing.
Okay. Yeah.
And then so it keeps you buoyant. All the salt in there, so you can't drown in this thing.
Okay.
Which I think would be a possibility because you become so stupid relaxed in this thing. And it's just like, it just sucks your soul out of you. You're just like,
But what's the point of it?
Relaxation. You're in there for an hour.
Okay.
And I swear it feels like 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
This plane is one of the downfalls of doing this outside. We have like 3 planes a year where we live. And we happen to pick the one time.
Well, I don't know how... We need to talk to the aviation people and let them know that we're recording.
Oh, I'm sure they would postpone the flights.
No, wait. Okay, so after you use the Groupon to go to the float tank, have you ever gone back to the float tank?
No, but I really want to.
Are you waiting for another Groupon?
No, I'm waiting for you to say, okay, let's go.
We both can't fit in a float tank.
Oh, we could.
That'd be a little awkward, wouldn't
it? I get to be on the bottom.
Okay, I'll be on the top. Speaking of that,
yes.
I know you have some interesting information to share.
I do. I looked up some facts.
Yeah?
And, well, first, did you know the word clitoris is Greek for divine and goddess-like?
I would believe that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
I think everybody should have a picture of one of those on their office wall.
You think so?
Yeah. It would change the whole work environment.
It would. Yeah.
Bring a picture of your clitoris to work day.
Then we would just cry. Yeah. Married people are more likely to masturbate than people who live alone. Did you know that?
I find that difficult to believe.
Why?
Well, I would think a single person would, their frame of mind would be much more in the hunt, so to speak. You know, a lot more fantasizing, a lot more, you know, thinking of others and, you know, having those kind of thoughts frequently. But when you're in a partnership, I think it would be a little bit different.
I think it depends on the strength of the partnership. Because if it's a partnership where you may want it, but you can't have it.
So they want you to buy into something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if most partnerships are...
No, they're not wanting you to buy into something. I'm saying that if you're in a partnership where it's you may want it, but you can't have it. And so you're seeing this all the time and you're wanting this all the time and it's like in front of you, but it's not offered to you.
So it's like,
then I can see how it might create more of a frustration.
So you find yourself doing that frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. So okay. That's the case. That makes a lot of sense. It's like wanting to eat a steak and going to the butcher shop, but you can't eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or somebody cooking it for you, putting it in front of you.
But you can't eat it.
You can't touch it.
Because you have no teeth.
Or you just, all you can do is smell it.
Oh.
I love that smell.
Oh, that smell is so nice.
Nothing like a freshly grilled steak.
So how did the topic of masturbation go to the smell of a freshly grilled steak?
Because that's what we get.
That's what we get.
Yeah, we can have a steak if we want to.
You're describing our life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The average man has 11 erections per day and 9 per night.
No, I struggle with that.
That's what you told me, but there's medication for that.
No!
What?
No!
What?
So you're saying that when I'm at work, right? Because the majority of my day, I'm at work. I'm on my feet in the kitchen. Uh-huh. You're saying that miscellaneous times throughout the day, I'm walking around with like, woohoo!
Yes, you got a stiffy.
No!
Yes, you do. It says so. The facts say so.
Well, at least give me the acknowledgement, the pleasure of knowing.
You're not acknowledgement. It's just a physiological fact.
So, but no, I can't be that way when I'm in front of a crowd and I'm...
You don't
I'm,
notice when you're in a kitchen and you're walking by and you're like, what do you say behind you? Or
yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, oops.
No.
Slipped?
I really don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem?
No.
I think you do.
No. Maybe when I was younger.
Don't be ashamed to admit it, Warren.
No, there has to be a disclaimer in there. Saying that as you get older, those things reduce in numbers.
No.
I can understand.
There's not.
Naturally popping a Woody a couple of times a day.
Mm-hmm.
But not 11.
11. You do 11 times a day.
No.
Yes, you do. And 9 at night.
Okay. How do they know how many times it happens at night?
Because they've measured you.
What is their equipment? Not me. Is there equipment?
Yes, they have. No. They've interviewed your spouse.
No. That's not possible.
And the people you work with.
Huh?
They've interviewed your spouse and the people you work with.
No.
Yes, they did.
So they're calling up like German Filipino food and they're saying, hey, do you ever notice at nighttime?
Not German Filipino food.
Uh-huh.
They called the kitchen that you work and they said, hey, have you noticed chef doing this stuff? And they're like, oh my God. They said, well, just a little bit. And they said, well, that's it.
So that was the chart on the wall.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? The one with the grease pen where they uh-huh. had to fill it out throughout
yes,
the day?
That was it.
Yep. Like the little spreadsheet, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, uh-huh. 3 o'clock?
Yep.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. That was to count your erections.
So 11 during the day?
Yes.
And 9 at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
But oddly enough, they said that your 11 came between 11:30 and 12:45. Why is that?
What's going on between those hours?
I don't know. Lunchtime.
Well, yeah, extended lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. What's our next one?
Let's see. Did you know that having... you did know this because you brought it up about 112 times.
What's that?
Having sex at least once per week can lower a man's risk of heart disease by 30%, stroke by 50%, and diabetes by 40%. It has also been shown that men with an active sex life are more likely to live past 80 years.
I am a huge believer in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And science is showing mm-hmm. that you either use it or lose it. And so... The more active you are, the better off you're going to be physically.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you have to take advantage of it. You have to be in a relationship where that tool is getting used.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like using garden tools. If you leave them in the garage too long, they rust.
That's right.
Right? Yes. So you got to get out and pull some weeds every now and then.
Well, they don't rust if you leave them in the garage.
Oh. Well, I don't have any gardening tools.
If you leave them out in the yard.
Then they rust.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are we going with this part?
your deal, not mine.
Okay. In other words, if you don't start your car very often, the battery is going to die.
Yes, that's right. Correct.
So you got to start it on a regular basis, allow mm-hmm. that alternator yep. to recharge it. Yep. Keep going. You got to go for a drive.
Gaskets are
going
to dry out.
Yeah, you let yep. the car sit in the garage for too long, it ain't going to work anymore.
Now, this one I have to talk about.
What's that?
This one really upsets me.
Okay.
And I want to know what number that you would be satisfied, the highest number you would be satisfied with being in this.
Okay.
Lisa Sparks, a porn star, had intercourse with 919 men in 24 hours.
What?
Now, what would you say, okay, I'm number 112, that's as far as I'll go.
No. She must have been like a faucet when she stood up.
Yeah.
She must have been like Hoover Dam.
She's like a pony.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what number would you be satisfied with being? What would be the
highest
number?
What, you mean, where would I be in that 918?
Yeah, well, what would be, okay, I'd be willing to be 147, but not 148.
No, number 918.
You'd be satisfied with that?
Can you
Girl.
I wouldn't even get involved in that.
No.
No. I'm a one gal guy.
Well, yeah. And,
yeah.
But not a one gal... 900 men guy.
No. Can you imagine being the guy and you know that she had been with 917?
That day?
Yeah. How the hell did she find 917 guys?
They must have had some, like, put ads in papers and shit like that and, like, a casting call and said, hey, come strip this broad.
How did she feel at the end of the day? Wouldn't you be a little...
Oh, my.
We're not women, so we can't, like, speak about them or speak to the problem, but I think they'd be a little sore.
Well, I'm just thinking that it probably wasn't, like, emotionally stimulating.
I would say not. Of those 918, how many first names does she remember?
Well, I don't know.
Probably none.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for me, the most important part is that emotional connection. Right?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it's got to be emotionally stimulating. Otherwise, it just ain't there.
So could you pretend? If you were number one, could you pretend to be emotionally there? If you knew nobody else came before you?
Knowing that people are coming after me?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't be that exciting.
That's weird,
to me.
Isn't
no,
it?
No.
Yeah, it's just the thought of it is gross.
Yeah, Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay. I'm about to vomit. Yeah. Oh, wait. We got to take a break. Hang on. Wait. We'll be right back. Sleepless in Cialis.
I don't want to come back.
I gotta go.
It's only been 7 minutes.
No. Uh-uh. Craig, it's on. It's on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going. It's going.
Well, but you have to turn the thing.
I did.
Turn it to the left.
Our producer told us to stop doing this.
We don't have a producer.
Yeah, we do.
We don't.
We do. They told us that. I just talked to him.
What's his name?
Kiki.
See, we don't even have a Kiki here.
Horatio.
These are fictitious people.
They're not.
They're fictitious.
I just saw Horatio in the bathroom.
I think you're losing your shit.
Okay, wait. We're on. We're turned on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just amazing.
You're just amazing? Yes. Gorgeous out here.
No, I think the weather sucks.
Yeah, I know. There is a cloud in the sky.
The snow, the sleet.
Now, wait a sec. You can't say that because at the beginning of the episode, you were talking about how beautiful it was outside. Now, here after the break, you're like, oh, no.
I figure you were talking about fictitious things.
Uh-huh.
It's time for me to talk about fictitious things. So I chose the weather.
Let's talk about reality.
That always kind of sucks, doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
But we were having a fascinating conversation about some interesting facts that take place in the bedroom. And, you know, at our age, it's kind of interesting information to kind of look back and remember what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. Like fond.
Fond memories of yesteryear.
Yeah. Yesteryear. Yeah. Days gone by. Yes.
Days gone by. So what do we got? What's the next one?
So, although most body parts are fetishized by some.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the greatest amount of fetishes towards a single body part is?
What?
Feet.
No way. Yes. I've never gotten into feet.
I don't
feet.
Understand it.
No, it's... Uh-uh. What's the point?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, that's a little odd to me.
Yeah, I don't think I could get into feet.
No.
No.
No, I don't get it.
So...
So, this everything else is kind of boring that's on this. The most common cause of penile rupture is vigorous masturbation. You can rupture your penis.
Somebody, I heard something that you can actually break your penis.
Yeah, I've heard that.
How do you break your penis, though?
Like when women are, like, trying to get off and they just...
No, 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 no.
Yeah, they bend it and it bends and breaks. It doesn't actually break, but it, like, ruptures something in there.
Is it like a snap?
I don't know, because you don't have bones in there.
No, no, no. Then why do they call it a boner?
Because it's just silly kid stuff.
No, I've heard adult people say it, too.
Then they're silly kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it can't break.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Rupture, not break.
Okay, so here's the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
At what age do we stop being sexually active?
I don't know.
Because here we are in our mid-50s,
uh-huh.
right? And it certainly hasn't curtailed.
No.
No. The desire. The desire hasn't curtailed.
No.
But the action may have.
Sure.
But the desire hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So how long does this last?
I don't know. I really don't know. People have sex into their 80s.
Are you serious? Because uh-huh. I live near, not live near, but I work near a retirement area.
Mm-hmm.
And we live near it as right. well. And you hear a lot about, like, gonorrhea and stuff going around these retirement...
They're big swinger communities.
Are they really?
Yeah, they have, like, swinger parties and shit.
So what happens? Is it like you turn 70 and you're like, okay, open marriage?
I don't know. No, I think, like, partners die off.
And so they just,
spouses,
like,
die off, so they start going amongst themselves.
Is monogamy no longer an issue?
At that age, I don't know. I don't believe. Well, not if you don't have a partner. What if they die?
Yeah, but okay. So let's say you're 75,
uh-huh.
right? And you guys have been married for, well, I don't know, 40, 50 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. And does monogamy really matter anymore?
Sure, if you're still married, I think so.
But for what?
For the feelings of the other person.
Well, of course you're going to love the other person when they come back. You've been with them for 50 years. You're familiar with it.
Well, yeah, but there's, like, a mutual respect in just keeping it amongst yourself.
So, wait, when you're 75,
mm-hmm.
and your spouse said, hey, I want to go out and do something a little dirty with Joseph across the street.
Hank,
yes. Yeah. I want to get down Hank's pants.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you're tired. You're like, go for it. Just come home by 9.
No. Gross.
Gross?
Yeah, because you got to go back there.
Oh, back to the rabbit hole.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, no.
No?
No.
Even if she made Hank wear protection?
I don't care if Hank... At that age, do you care about protection?
Well, yeah, because they all have gonorrhea.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I heard that Green Valley, Arizona is like the gonorrhea syphilis capital of the world.
Yeah, because they're all sneaky links. Yeah, the whole bunch of them.
Maybe we should go down there and start selling penicillin. Yeah, or Cipro or whatever
ourselves.
It is. Yeah, sell ourselves?
Yes.
Oh, we should become gigolos.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
To the senior community.
Oh, shit.
Because we're like youngsters.
We are youngsters.
Yes.
And how old do you have to be to live in a senior community?
55.
55? I'm not quite there yet.
I'm there.
Well, you could rent us a house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would just sneak in at nighttime because I'm a lot younger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
A lot younger.
So we're gonna become escorts at the age of 55.
2 weeks younger?
No.
Year and 2 weeks.
A month? No.
No, you're in.
Year, yeah. 2 weeks. Oh, you're 66. Yeah.
I'm not 66. Fuck you, Warren.
No, you were born in 66.
Oh, yes.
I was born in 67. Yeah. Yeah. So we're technically a year.
And your birthday's 2 weeks after mine.
Yeah, so we're like 13 months apart.
Yeah.
12 and a half months apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we have on this list?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing that's worth talking about. It's actually kind of a boring list. Well, I don't like it.
This is kind of an interesting podcast.
People who sleep on their stomachs with their arms above their heads have more sexual dreams.
What? Well, we should try that tonight.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should try it. All right, ladies and gents.
Can you sleep on your stomach?
No. I sleep on my side.
Do you? Yeah, I'm mostly a side sleeper.
Yeah, a side sleeper. Yeah. It's easier to get out of bed to pee.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more of a straight shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll sleep on top of the comforter just so I don't have to...
Uncomforter yourself?
Yeah. Then you don't have to make the bed the next day.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you just like...
Straighten it out, kind of pat it down a little bit? Yeah. All right, this has been a good podcast.
Has it?
Yeah.
I don't feel that it has.
I think it has been, because we covered some factual information based on... We didn't get into theories or we didn't get any type of deep talk, but it's been kind of a lighter episode.
It has. Yeah that's true. Good. That's true. One was necessary. We've had a lot of deep ones lately.
Yeah. We needed something with some levity.
No substance.
Substance. Yeah, well, this had pretty good substance. But and I also think that we... We need to drive some of our traffic to TikTok.
Yes.
I think we're like at 120,000 views now or 110,000 views.
Do you like movie candy?
That's a good question. I was always more of a popcorn guy.
I like them both together.
You like them both together?
Michelle Pfeiffer. Uh-huh. Michelle Pfeiffer, her favorite meal is movie popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And she takes peanut M&Ms and she dumps them.
So the sweet saltiness. Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.